Hey, welcome.
Pull on your wool socks and gather close around the fire. New Belgium Brewing Company toasts to the season with their Belgian-inspired glassware, full of Tubolo Winter Ale, a tasty winter warmer with a hoppy palate. While the weather outside may be frightful, the beer inside is delightful. New Belgium encourages you to follow your folly to newbelgium.com, where hoppy sing-alongs, giveable glassware, and cheer can be found.
This is The Shorts, and you're listening to The Dirtbag Diaries.
During the recent Iranian election protests, the government shut down communication with the outside world. They'd blocked access to the very same thing I'd heard people talking about at the Crag, Facebook. Riots ensued. Due to overwhelming public outrage, they turned Facebook back on. Granted, fair elections are more important than new ways for climbers to spray, but it all points in one direction. This Facebook thing. It was getting big.
Everyone's on Facebook, hon. Don't you know anything?
Apparently not. I joined it so I could be your friend when we first started dating.
That's my fiance, Jenna. It's her fault that I'm in this mess. About 2.5 years ago, soon after we started dating, I got a Facebook account. She was always on it. Seems everyone loves the Facebook. And I thought it'd be a fun way to keep up. Stay with the times. Be cool. I've always been what they call an early adopter. I've had an email account for a really long time. I know how to program my VCR. My answering machine is not one of those cassette tape types. And I've had a cell phone for almost a year now. So when I signed up, I became friends with my Jenna and friends with one of my climbing partners, Colin Haley, who must have been signing up at the same time or something. Two friends. Realistic enough, and I forgot about it. Convenient, since I couldn't figure out how to use the damn thing anyway. It confused me. And then I forgot my password. But the emails rolled in. So-and-so has added you as a friend on Facebook. Just click here to accept, it prompted. What were these? It sounded like the herbal enhancement emails I keep getting, so I just deleted them. But I kept hearing cool people talking about cool things they'd seen on Facebook, and I felt like I was missing out. And so I did what any open-minded person would do. I summarily dismissed it. I should be out climbing more anyway, not wasting more time on the computer. After all, isn't it a bit weird for the outdoor world to spend so much time online? I started to think about it. Change happens, and isn't it best to embrace it? I'm sure the naysayers begrudged other great inventions too, like email, cams, and margaritas. Maybe this Facebook thing isn't all New Age narcissism, but a terrific way to connect with old friends. I thought about the people I'd cut up with thanks to email, and how Facebook might make it even easier. And yeah, networking. That's the buzzword these days, right? Who knows? Maybe I'd become friends with the rich and famous. Or get arrested for stalking them. I had to recover my password. Broke down for the first time. I got online to figure it out, but then the phone rang. It was Scotty D. He wanted to go climbing. Okay, so an hour later, while racking up at the base of the route, I told him my plan and all that Facebook had to offer. He just stared at me and said, "I could see you wasting a lot of time on that." You know, that's what real friends are for. They tell it to you straight. Forget Facebook, friends, I thought. The modeling agency and fame and fortune would find me if it was meant to be. We'll see about that. A few weeks later, Jenna confronted me. "Ashley wants to know why you won't be her friend." "What are you talking about?" I said. "I like Ashley. We're totally friends. She says you won't respond to her friend request. Uh-oh. Facebook drama. If this was happening already, what was I signing up for? I asked around. Not even the superstars can escape it. Here's a conversation with my next-door neighbor, Tommy Caldwell.
Because when you do it, it says, like, from your mobile device or whatever, so I'd be on El Cap, and some people would know that I was, like, on El Cap, Facebooking. So people thought that was, like, really bad.
So they came to your Facebook, people came to your Facebook page to see what your update was, and then saw that you updated, but realized that it was being updated from El Cap, and therefore post, like, lame comments about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what happened to you?
Yeah, it wasn't like I was like passing up climbing the Facebook up there.
Ah, yes, the internet, home of the great unwashed, the e-version of soccer hooliganism, where everyone can huck rotten tomatoes from the cheap seats. I kind of like it. I had to retrieve my password. My friends, my people, were waiting. To flow down. If it stops, then you got a problem. I brought it up with Jenna one day while we were cragging.
I have 482 friends.
No way.
Yeah, how many do you have requested?
Like, I don't know. There's like 200 and some that I haven't answered yet.
Honey, they're all going to think you're like stuck up or something if you don't add them. My goodness.
No way. Yeah. No one thinks I'm stuck up. I'm a total deadbeat. I'm not stuck up.
I began to run into friends and acquaintances and remember that I hadn't responded to their friend request. I'd stand there wondering if they're wondering why I'm such a prick that I'm snubbing them, but I'm not snubbing them. I'm already short and have a girl's name. I can't afford to snub anyone. Dang it. This bandwagon was passing me by. When time comes, are you gonna know how? There's only one way. Jenna tells me I'm having a Seinfeld episode, that I'm making a big deal out of nothing at all. But I don't think this is a Seinfeld episode, because friends are important, and so much in this world seems so superficial anyway, thus making real friends all the more important. Then, I got an email through Facebook from a guy named Guy, an old climbing buddy from when I lived in Missoula. It was great to hear from him. Then I read his message. Kelly, what the f***? Are you too good to be my Facebook friend? No, I thought, that's not it at all. I just can't find my password. The sinking, desperate feeling that I was the only one. The only person that couldn't figure this out. They were powering a revolution and I ran. This was too much. I had to hit the road and clear my head. In August, I started a road trip with some climbing in Wyoming. You have lots of time to think when driving through Wyoming. Around the same time, my dad was in Wyoming, Rock Springs, to check out his dad's old stomping grounds, where old Slim used to spend several years driving a horse team pulling supplies out to ranchers and sheep herders. This was sometime around 1910, far from today's world. No Facebook then. And no Facebook when my dad was growing up on a cattle ranch in South Dakota. My dad embraced change. He became the first in his family to go to college and even became an internationally renowned expert in his field. He's 65 now and an intelligent, progressive guy. He even owns one of those blueberry devices, and he's on the Facebook. Sometimes in life, even at my age, you want advice from your parents. Dad's smart, he has standards, and I'll bet he's thought it through.
But anyway, I'm exactly the opposite of you, Kelly. I mean, fuck, I'm friends with anybody. I mean, anybody wants to be my friend, they send me one of those things. I've got friends I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess a guy like me should take a friend when he can get it.
Maybe Facebook wasn't right for me. Then again, I live alone in a tiny cabin in the mountains. I lack social skills and make inappropriate comments when I do get out. So maybe some connection to the real world would do me good. So I signed up for Twitter. I do like referring to myself in the third person. and I think with Twitter I could arrange that.
Kelly is eating a sandwich. Kelly slept till noon today. After lunch, Kelly's gonna take a nap. Gotta rest up. Cops is on TV tonight.
And then later,
Kelly is watching Cops. Rerun, but a good one.
Okay, Twitter might be a little much. So give me software. I read something somewhere that there's this real thing now, like a medical condition that people get treatment for. Internet addiction. Seriously. I can see it now. I won't even go climbing anymore. And soon the pharmaceutical companies will be all over it. A happy couple prancing through the meadows after merrily shutting down their emails and Facebooks and Twitters and MySpaces with a soft voice that reminds us that occasional side effects do arise, such as narcissism, constipation and job loss, growth of love handles, and moving into your parents' basement.
You're all going to think you're, like, stuck up or something if you don't add them. My goodness.
Jenna's words rang through my mind. Internet addiction be damned. It was time for me to connect with the world. I navigated Facebook, found the Retrieve Lost Password button. I sat and stared, my finger poised on the mouse. I double-clicked. It was done. With fresh eyes, that long-sought beginner's mind, I logged on and checked my account. Jesus, I never knew I had 1/10 that many friends. Indeed, I might not. People are probably looking for the other Kelly Cordes. The hot country singer chick Kelly Cordes. Not the sheep-chasing climber dude Kelly Cordes. But I wasn't about to let that stop me. Oh yeah, it's time to board the Facebook train. Except there was no accept all button. I had to sit there and manually click every person. It would take at least 5 minutes, and I'm a very busy man. But just then, my mind created my own little cheering squad, shouting words of encouragement. Things like, "You can do it, champ!" and, "Come on, give it 110%! I can do this. And if it doesn't work out, I can just do what comes naturally when the going gets tough. I can quit." But this time I didn't quit. I sat there and had myself a moment. I looked at the accept button by all those friends. Do you know them? Are they really your friends? What value do you place on true friendships, Shaq boy? Just what are you made of? And I made a decision. What the hell? I'm adding everyone. Not just so that the world can know in a second if I send the Enormodome or if I'm eating a sandwich and watching Cops, but because my dad was right. A guy like me should take all the friends he can get. This is Kelly Cordes, and this is my short. Yeah. Beautiful and magic, expose for the masses, my city glory, touch to the sky, or you'll only fuck with the police.
After boarding the Facebook train, Kelly hasn't succumbed to internet addiction yet. The man is busy, though. He started a new blog, runs the Alpine Roost, and edits the American Alpine Journal, all while being the popular new kid on the Facebook block. Even manages to still do a little bit of climbing. Music today by Sugar and Gold, Track a Tiger, Mother Hips, and Sign. You can find information about the artists on our homepage, www.dirtbagdiaries.com. And you can also become a friend on Facebook. Like Kelly said, a guy like me needs all the friends he can get. If you've got an idea for a short, please drop us an email with a draft of your piece. We'd love to see it. Our email is dirtbagdiaries@earthlink.net. The shorts are made possible by New Belgium Brewing. If you dig their beer and aren't friends with them on Facebook, well, you're missing out. There are contests, prizes, and general updates about all of New Belgium's community projects and events. Check it out. Dr. Cool, thanks. Additional support comes from the good people at Patagonia. I'm Fitz Cahal. That was Kelly Cordes, and you've been listening to the Dirtbag Diaries. Is a monster ugly. Don't come close, don't touch me. Don't you move my lovely deeper. Watch me rise, you sleeper. Old Mona Lisa, smile, use the main feature. Read the thesis, I'm so unique, bitch. Get the media now, they wanna leak this, so... Follow tomorrow, grasp on the heels of Apollo. Ride that wave to the cosmos higher. Do you see battle spires? Call me a liar. Yes, the roof is on fire. End.